you shall mishrius perek beis halacha zayin. The Mishnah says hadiluin shakim and mazera. If you have diluin gourds that were kept around for seeding, in other words, you're not planning on eating the vegetable, but you're just gonna wait until keep the seeds for planting in future years. Im hukshuv ne Rosh Hashanah, if the plant got hardened before Rosh Hashanah, means it had dried out to the point that it's not going to be edible. Nisla me'ochel, and they're not edible, and some say me'ochel adam, they're not edible anymore. Then mutal kaim mishvias, if all that happened before Rosh Hashanah, it's considered a fruit of the sixth year. It's considered to have grown in the sixth year, and you could use it on shvias, you can keep it on shvias, which means is either it's not srichin, some people say that it means is, it's now considered pears of shvias, so you can plant it, word for word to have been pears of shvias, pears shishas, so you can plant it, word to have been pears shishas, pears shvias, you would not be allowed to plant it, it would be considered a waste. Vimlab, also the kind of shvias, but if it did not harden and become inedible before Rosh Hashanah, then you can't keep it on shvias, it's also on shvias, because it's considered pears shvias. Tomorrow Shalhem, the flowers that come out together with these diluin, asurus b'shvias, they're considered a yerek, and since they grow on shvias, they're asur. Marbitzim b'afalavon, you're allowed to sprinkle water on the afalavon. Afalavon is when you have trees spread out in the field, the space between the trees, the space that the trees do not need to grow, beyond what they do need to have, the extra space that they don't need to, that they don't need for growing. So Reb Shimon says, that's different Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says you're allowed to sprinkle water onto them. And there are those who that marbitzim means just putting a little bit of water onto it. He's not mocking you to put a lot of water, he's mocking you to put some water. Others learn that marbitzim, that's just the word you use for watering this kind of land. So Reb Shimon says you're allowed to water those places. Reb Elazar ben Yaakov Oyser, Reb Elazar says, ben Yaakov says you're not allowed to. And we'll see in the Gemara what the reason for that might be, why you could or could not put the water on those places. Memarasim ba'oriz b'shvias, you can water a rice field, but you don't just water it, you pour water onto the dirt, and you sort of like mix it together with the dirt to put a lot of water into it. You're allowed to do that, divrei Reb Shimon. Avlo mechasken, but you're not allowed to prune the rice, plants to help them grow better. And these would be, based on our regular rule, the things that prevent the food from, the plant from being destroyed on Shavuos. If you're going to do something to do that, you're allowed to do an Issa D'Rabbanan, such as watering. That's only Issa D'Rabbanan. But you're not allowed to do things that help it grow better. You're just allowed to do things to prevent it from getting ruined, from losing what you have. So Yerushalmi says like this. Yerushalmi understands that the reason why, in the case of diluin, you're allowed to keep their mutter, if they dried out before Shavuos, is because at that point they're completely inedible. So affect Yerushalmi the way we have the Gersa. Lamli hukshu, afi loy hukshu. If the reason why its mutter became inedible, why does it have to have dried out? Why is that even a criteria at all? The criteria should be, it should depend on whether it's edible or it's not edible. So Yerushalmi answers, Mekivin Shehukshu, the heter is not because they're inedible. The heter is because Mekivin Shehukshu, once they hardened, they dried out, Nasu Kishar Zeranigina, they become like other seeds, seeds where you eat the seed rather than the vegetable, in which case their status goes by the earlier time, they're considered produce of the sixth year. And she'ena nachon, that happens to be that they're not edible. So the ena nachon is not the main point. Even the Mishnah mentions that the nifsu me'ochel, it happens to be that they're not nachon. But the real heter is that they became zareinigina. Zareinigina have different way, they get judged differently than yarukas and vegetables do. And zareinigina would be, if these are considered zareinigina, they'd be produce of the sixth year. If they'd be yarukas, they would be produce of the seventh year. Now, we read it this way, the Gemara has a completely different gersa. Reads the Gemara very differently. Okay, let's continue. So, in fact, the Gemara, can't take a point. We said it has to dry out before Rosh Hashanah. So, how do you check what's the level of dryness? And how would you know if it was that dry? So, Rabbi Yisimachin says what you do is like this. You poke it with a needle or something, and in this achet, if it heals back off, meaning when you pull the needle out, it seals itself back up and you don't even notice the hole anymore, then usher, then it's still moist enough and it's usher for him love. And if it's so dry that it doesn't seal itself back up, then it's mutter because it's considered to have dried out before shmita. Now, Rav Yehuda puts your Omar, karmelin, those are the leaves that grow around the tiluin, peturim in hamaiser, depata from maiser, because they're not edible, and hadot tamar, however, this is said, actually also tiluin, only if the tiluin haven't grown yet. Also tiluin, kiyara came, but if the tiluin have already grown, then those leaves are also considered edible, and they're chayav maiser. Now, the way the Girsa is explained supposed to be for the next thing is, Hari Ravesi rule, the Elan Ali Kulkasia, in the leaves of this Kulkas vegetable, grass, should also encounter the Hamayim. You're not allowed to use them to make like a cup, like some kind of a container. I guess they have big leaves and you want to use it for drinking out of them. Nay, Shat Svin, Oichanosam, because there are deer. That eat those leaves. Therefore, it's considered peris or shvias that are not allowed to be wasted. And turning it into a cup is not the best way to use this this kind of leaf. And therefore, you have to leave it for the animals to eat, and you shouldn't turn it into this sort of cup. Okay. Now the Gemara continues as follows: Maritzim Buffalo and Divrei Shimon and Rebozim Yachaweser. So we had that you're allowed to put water into the upper level, this white, the white dirt, the space between, beyond what the trees need for their growth, the extra space between the Shimon said you're allowed to put water onto them, on trees, and Rebozim Yachaweser said you can't. So the Gemara says, the Gemara starts by saying, Asi Rebozim Shimon Chabonon, Rebozim Yachaweser Bishitase. It would appear that Rav Shimon, who was Mako and allowed you to water it, is going according to the Rabbanan and the Brisa in the mission we're about to bring, and Rav Loz Ben Yaakov is going with Shitasei of that in that same Brisa, which is what the Tanin Tamar learned in Moed Kodesh. Moshlim es Hamayim Meilon Leilon. You're allowed to draw water from one tree to another tree. That is to say, you have a number of trees growing. The trees are allowed to be watered. And because or else they'll die on trees, and therefore water is much for those trees. So you can bring, you can like make a little channel so water goes from tree to tree. You can't water the whole field. You can only water each individual tree. You can't just water the whole field in mass. I'm sorry, I should have, when I saw this price, the correct use it says is this price is also of Rabbi Lezman Yaakov says that you can just draw the water from one tree to another tree, but you can't just water the whole field. And that ends with the Chacham Matir and Chacham Tzeitz Mutter. So therefore, what do we want to say? Rabbi Lezman Yaakov, an Arm Mishnah who does not allow you to water the space between the trees, is like Rabbi Lezman Yaakov over there. And out, and the Rav Shimon, who is Mako, in our Mishnah, is like the Chacham over there who are Mako to water in between. Now, our Gemara is talking about Shvias, and that Mishnah is talking about that Mishnah is talking about Chol Moed, but many of the halachas of Chol Moed and Shvi'is are the same. You're allowed to do things to prevent Hefsid, so the Gemara says, well, so it seems like the Rezim Yaakov's Lishitasa, what he says here and what he says there is the same thing, and Rav Shimon of Armishnu, who allows you to water in between the trees, is like the Chacham over there. So now the Gemara is going to go into a little bit of an explanation, and we'll eventually come around to disagreeing with this point. The Gemara, now that it is Lishitasi, the Gemara is going to come around to think that it's not. But the Gemara is going to first go make some points and head eventually back to that point. The Gemara says, Ramana Amala Stam and Ravin B'Shem Shmuel. The following statement, Ramana said it himself, and Ravin said it from Shmuel. Well, then they made the following statement. The next two words, B'Stam Chokin, are taken out. They made the following statement, Manan Kaimi. What's the case that Rabbi Lez Ben Yaakov and the Chachamim in Moikotan are talking about? What case are they talking about? In the Muravachim, if the trees are very far apart from each other, I mean there's more than 10 natias in the base, or more than 10 saplings in a field that's the size of the base, we had learned that earlier, 50 by 50. In other words, the trees are very far apart, and they surely don't need all the land in between to grow in. So, Divya Kavasa, everybody would agree that you're not allowed to water the whole field. You can only water each individual tree. In Beretzufin, if the trees are very close together, meaning closer together than would be 10 to a base, Divya Kamut, everybody holds that you're allowed to water the whole field. So, And you don't have to just go from tree to tree. Elokim on Kaiman. So what's the case that they're arguing about? In the Tuin, Mat Esel Beisol, where they're planted exactly at a ratio of 10 Natias, 10 saplings to a Beisol, that Rabbi Zvi Yaakov Avilon Kimur Ravachim, Rabbi Zvi Yaakov says that there, that has the status of a tree of a field which is more spread apart, and you can only water the individual trees, but not in between. In other words, just when it's spread apart, you can't water in between, so here also. Rabbanan Avdolon Kurutzufin, the Rabbanan say when it's exactly at the rate of 10 to a Beisol, you're allowed to, it's as if they're all very close to each other, and you're allowed to water the whole field. So that's what the Machlokes is only in a very, very specific case. So the Gemara is like this. Based on that, we say this. When we say the Chacham say that when it's miruvachim, when the trees are very far apart from each other, you're not allowed to water them. What would you say that the what would the Chacham hold that whether you can bring water from tree to tree? If you say usher, you're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to water them. But what about just drawing water from one tree to another? Would it be mutter? So the Rishami says, well, it's pretty obvious because we could figure that out. What the Chacham hold about that case? From Rav Lezvin Yaakov holds about his case. Why? Kamod Rav Lezvin Yaakov Amar. Just like Rav Lezvin Yaakov says, Meruvachim also hashkos. Umutul hamshich. In the case that he considers Meruvachim, in the case of 10 for Beisol, that he considers that Meruvachim, that's spread apart. What does he say? You're not allowed to water the whole field. But umutul hamshich, you could bring water from one tree to another tree. So Ken Rabbanan, Amen. So there are chamu who say, mutal hamshich vasal hashkos. There are chamu who say, in the case we have a field that's taka, then you're mutal hamshich, you're allowed to bring water from tree to tree, but you're not allowed to water the whole field. So that's what we can deduce from this people's statement about that mission in Moedkat. So now comes our question, so now aren't we saying, didn't we just say that everybody holds that when the trees are far apart from each other, everybody holds you're not allowed to water the space in between the trees, I mean the space beyond the immediate vicinity of the tree, the space that no tree needs for its growth, he's not allowed to water it. So in our Mishnah's case that you're allowed to water the offer love and the white, this like white dirt between the trees, isn't that exactly like offer? Isn't that like Meruvachim? So we want to say that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and Rabbi Shimon of our Mishnah are the same as Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and the Chum of the Mishnah in Moed Katan, but it's not true, because in the Mishnah in Moed Katan we just explained that everybody agrees that it's Meruvachim, if it's spread apart, then the space in between the trees, that space is not allowed. Everyone agrees you're not allowed to water that space. So, if so, in our Mishnah is talking about exactly that same space. So how could we say that in our Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon who allows you to water it is going to let the Chum or Mekel? No, even the Chacham don't allow you to water that white space, that dirt that's in between the trees. Nobody holds that. So now, well, we thought that it was Lashitasi. No, it's not Lashitasi at all. It doesn't work with that Mishnah. Well, our Mishnah is saying something different than that Mishnah. So it must be like this. The answer to the question is, the reason why our Mishnah is different than that Mishnah is, Elakan b'shvias kan d'moyer. Our Mishnah is talking about Shemitah, and that Mishnah is talking about Chalamoyed, and even though for many halachas, they have the same din, in this case, they do not have the same din. So they're not related to each other. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah, and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and the Chum in the other Mishnah are two completely different dinim, and they're not related. Shvias, and Cholomite have two different dinim in this case. So now you're talking about so Ma'bin Shvias, Ma'bin Moed. What's the difference between Shemitah and Cholomite? For most, then they have the same. So why is it different? So Yerushalmi is going to give two possible answers to that. The first answer is Shvias, Aideshu Humote B'malacha. On Shemitah, what's usher is to do work on the land, but there's no isser to do malacha per se. There's nothing wrong with writing on a piece of paper or doing other malachas that are like malachas that would be usher on Shabbos. So since there's no issa to do malacha per se, hitiru ben davishu tarich ben davishu in a tarich, they allow you to do anything that helps the tree from dying, you're allowed to do, whether that has a tarich or not, whether it's a very cumbersome and bothered, you know, a lot of effort, or not, because effort doesn't make a difference, because in Shemitah there's no issa to do malachas per se. And therefore, in our Mishnah, when they allow you to water in between the trees, is because it does help the tree. It does keep the trees from dying, even though it's that space in between. But, and there's no problem that it's a big tirchel. But Moed, Aideh should also be malacha. On Cholomoed, inherently, you're not allowed to do malachas. You're allowed to do malachas when it's a davar ha'avod, when the tree's going to die if you won't do it, so you're allowed to do that. But inherently, there's an issue to do malachas. So lahitir el davar shu avod, they only matter if something's a davar avod, ubavad, davar shein terech. But even when it's a davar avod, it's only mutter if it's not a tremendous tircha. So watering from tree to tree, that's considered, that takes care of the davar avod without tircha. Watering the whole field is considered too much of tircha, and even though it's a davar avod, you're not allowed to do it. So the answer is, in Chol HaMoed, really, it's watering the space in between the trees is a davar avod. If you don't do it, the trees are going to be lost, and that matter should be matter shviyas and Chol HaMoed. It should be. But shviyas stays matter, but Chol HaMoed is not matter because there's too much tircha, and therefore, the chacham will not matter to do that. Now, we try a second answer. So what should we do between Chol HaMoed and shviyas? There is the boy nishmi yimin hadar. Some people want to say the following. Shviyas adesh is manu maruba. On Shemitah, this for a whole year. So since it's such a long time, he too. So they will mat you to water the space in between the trees, because if you don't water that space, the trees are going to die. So they will make it to allow you to water even that in-between space. But Moira Desha is Mani Kotzer, also a Chol HaMoed. It's just a couple of days. The whole, all of Yontem is only a short amount of time. Therefore, they're not allowed to water that. So this answer is saying is that it's not really, from the perspective of Chol HaMoed, watering that area is not a davar avod. Because if you don't water it, nothing's going to happen to the tree. You have to water the actual tree. But the watering the space in between is not so important. That's not a davar avod for Chol HaMoed. So it's a davar avod for Shemitah, but it's not a davar avod for Chol HaMoed, because Chol HaMoed is shorter and Shemitah is longer, and therefore one is mutter. Therefore our Shemitah might be mutter, even though Chol HaMoed is us. So now the Yerushalmi asks a question on the second answer. For Oysen, the Yerushalmi says, if the whole reason is because Shemitah is a long time, that's what they would make of. For Oysen, Shivas Yamim Hachroinim, what about the last 7 days of Shemitah? When Mistarim Yavdin Kishiva Yimei Haregel Yuhasurin, shouldn't we make those 7 days be just like the 7 days of Chol HaMoed? We're saying, what? If the trees can survive for 7 days without being watered on this space in between, so why can't they survive the last 7 days of Shemitah? So why isn't the din, if the whole reason why we make those, because it's a davar avod only for a whole year, why isn't the din? You're allowed to water between the trees all the Shemitah except for the last 7 days. Why don't you those last 7 days? You're not allowed to water them. So that would seem to prove that the second answer is not correct. It's not because it's a matter of days. It seems to prove that the first answer is the correct answer. So now the first one of two ways to explain what happens right now in the Yerushalmi. Some say, the Yerushalmi asked that question, but the Yerushalmi, even though it asked the question, it's not really such a strong question, because really there's a very simple answer to the question. The simple answer is that, like Plug, once the Chacham said that you're allowed to water for the whole Shemitah, it's not the style of the Chacham to say is you're allowed to water except for the last 7 days. Shemitah, inherently, it's going to be a davar avod if you don't water it. So they said, fine, you can do it at Shemitah, and they weren't going to take it back just for the last 7 days, so they kept it with it. In which case, so it's a question, but it's not such a strong question, so we're not so bothered by it. And then the Yerushalmi is going to continue with something in a second. The other way, others learn that, no, it's such a good question that we feel that we've slugged up the second answer, and the second answer is incorrect. It's only the first answer is correct based on this question. It's a very strong question. And now the Yerushalmi ends and says like this. Ashkachtani, we went out and we found the Brice that says like this. Marbitzin ba'afalavim b'shviyas avloi b'moy divir Reb Shimon. We have a Brice that says that you can water in this offer love on Shvius and not a Chol HaMoed. That's what Reb Shimon says. Reb Elazar ben Yaakov says, Reb Elazar says you can't do it on Shvius either. So if you understood that the Gemara is at the last question, we had asked the question, but it wasn't such a strong question, then this price is just showing that there's a difference. This main point we made, that there's a difference between Shemitah and Chol HaMoed, it's straight out here in the price, because it says, Reb Shimon says, on Shvius you're allowed to, and on Chol HaMoed you're not allowed to. So this proves the main point we're trying to say, which was that our Mishnah is different than the one in Moed Katan, because Shvius and Chol HaMoed are different. And those who learn that the Gemara is at its last point slugged up the second answer, then Ashkach Tini, then this Brisa, they feel is a support to that, because it says here, you're allowed to do it on Shvius, v'loy b'moed, and it doesn't say the last couple of days are different. That proves that the whole Shemitah is mutter, and therefore it must be at the first thing. Okay, so in short, what would happen was the Gemara had started at the beginning by saying that our Mishnah has a machlokes whether you can water the offer of love on Shemitah, seems to be the names of the sheep that seem to be consistent with the Mishnah in Moed Katan that talked about watering trees on Chol Hamoed. The Gemara had thought that they were consistent. The Gemara thought about it more, realized that no, that's not true, and really, our Mishnah is different. Our Mishnah is more Mikkel, we can be more Mikkel about Shvius than we can about Chol Hamoed. They don't have the same din, and therefore, even though in Shvius might be Mutter, even though in Shvius it's Mutter, that does not mean that it's going to be Mutter in Chol Hamoed.